Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla, Missouri. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. And West Plains Zizzers have taken the field. And they are on their sideline. Rolla has taken the field now. They are on their sideline. And the band is on the field right now with the fight song going on for Rolla. And they'll be exiting the field here in just a little bit. The coaches, along with the captains, are headed to midfield with the officials as we get ready for the coin toss here and see. Zizzers would like to have the football first. They'd like to do that every ball game. So let's see if they can win the coin toss here in the ball game tonight. Last year, when they beat Rolla very handily, 2 years ago when the Zizzers were here, they were up by at halftime. We were already ready to start the turbo clock at the start of the third quarter. That was 2 years ago. So it's been pretty lopsided the last few years, as a matter of fact. So I think we're going to have a closer ball game here tonight. And this one could come down to the wire. We'll have to see if Rolla's defense lives up to its billing with those eight returning starters on that defense. Zizzers are ready to go. Now, one other injury. Watson Hafer had his shoulder get knocked out last week. He went to ER. They put it back in, put him in a brace, and he came back for the ball game and stood on the sideline. He had it once again. He had it knocked out this week. So now he will be wearing a brace the rest of the way. And so he will play, but he's going to have a brace on underneath those pads. So Watson will have to see if that has any effect on him in the ball game. So Rolla won the toss, and they deferred to the second half. So they will get the football in the second half, so the Zizzers will be on offense to start the ball game. We hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare City Clinic of West Plains pregame show. It's time to get this thing rolling, boys and girls. It's time for some West Plains Zizzer football action. And I believe, excuse me, I can't see the number right off the bat. And it's Micah Holman to kick off for Rolla. West Plains will have three players back deep. Number 23, Heston Miller's back there. Also Jesse Hudson, and we are underway. And it's going to be a low pooch kick. It's going to be taken at the 12-yard line. That's Jesse Hudson. Hudson trying to circle around wide right. He's on the sideline on the right side. He's going down the sideline now. Jesse Hudson down to the 20, the 10. Touchdown, West Plains Zizzers. A 90-yard touchdown to start the ball game. Jesse Hudson. No flags on the field, so Hudson with a 90-yard kickoff return. Excuse me. And we've got 11:43 to go here in the first quarter. So now it'll be Chase Larson for the extra point. It's down. The kick is up. And it is good. Zizzers lead at 7-0, 11:36 to go first quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Not only are your tires the key to your car's safety, but also fuel efficiency. Make sure your tires are properly inflated and have your alignment checked at Don's Auto Service. And if you need tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires. Don's Auto Service, 1618 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service. Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. West Plains Zizzers take the kickoff. Jesse Hudson goes 90 yards for the touchdown. Chase Larson on the extra point. Zizzers lead it 7-0 here. And we've got 11:36 to go in the first quarter. So, Larson will tee it up to kick it off from his own 40.
Kick it off for the Zizzers.
Rolla. Two players back, one at the 10, one at the 5. Here we go. See what the Zizzers do on the kickoff. And it's going to go right down the middle, and it's going to go right into the end zone. So Rolla will take it over at their own 20. So Rolla will have the football to start here in the ball game. And let's take a look and see here. I believe it's Brock Lyle, the quarterback, 5'11 senior, 150 pounds. He's also a defensive back. So here we go. And Lyle under center, three receivers right. He's going to hand it off. And the Zizzers, it's going to end up being about a three-yard gain, looks like.
Kinder, the ball carrier.
Kinder, the carrier. For Rolla. Going to bring up 2nd and 7 now for Rolla. Isaiah Jones on the tackle for the Zizzers there. 2nd and 7 from the Rolla 23-yard line. And let's see what Lyle does this time. Under center, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Back in the backfield, Lyle will keep it. Gets away from a couple of defenders, and finally he's going to be brought down. And they're looks like they're going to give him a yard. Carter McCracken, the tackler, that time. Third and 5. They're going to give him the 25-yard line. I didn't think he made it that far, but that's what they're going to give him. 3rd and 5 now for Rolla at their own 25-yard line. Brock Lyle. He's Mr. Everything for Rolla. He's back up under center now. Three receivers are going to throw here to the left. The Zizzers are there. And finally, now they're going to blow it dead finally. Gain of about 2, looks like. And Jesse Hudson on the tackle. It's 4th and 3. Rolla is showing they're going to punt. So Rolla lining up to punt, 4th and 3. Rolla's at their own 27-yard line, and it's a low-line drive kick going to be picked up at the 37-38 out across the 45. And they're going to mark him out about the 47. Ryan Kinslow will bring it back all the way out to the 47. So the Zizzers will get their second offensive series now. 1st and 10 at their own 47-yard line, Zizzers. And now Aiden Simpson. And Aiden's going to be up under center, two backs in the backfield. And they're going to pitch it to Heston. Left side, he'll cut it up inside. We've got flags all over the place. And they marked him out at the 46 of Rolla, but we've got this probably going to be holding, and it is. It's holding on the Zizzers. Kind of knew when they, just as soon as they tossed that flag. And a holding occurred around the 48-49, so that'll back them up. Zizzers will have it first. And looks like 1st and 20. 19, I'm sorry. I said 20, it was 19. Ball's all the way back at the 39, the Zizzers. So they don't need penalties. You don't need to back up. You need to keep going forward. Aiden Simpson in the shotgun. Heston Miller in the backfield. Now Miller in motion. Aiden Simpson's going to keep it. He's going to go up inside, and he's going to get it up to the 49, looks like. So it gets a good chunk of that yardage back for the Zizzers for 2nd down Actually, it's going to bring up second and eight for the Zizzers at their own 49-yard line. Magnus Sanders opening up the hole there, the middle of that offensive line. Now Simpson back under center, second and eight. And now they're going to pitch it. It'll go around the right side again. Miller, he's going to cut up to inside. Rolla was there. They're going to blow him down, but not until he gets to the 47. Looks like they're going to mark him at the 47 of Rolla. Going to bring up a third down, and looks like four. Third and four for the Zizzers. And you know Rolla's going to be keying on Heston Miller. The Zizzers have a few other folks who can run that football as well. Simpson up under center again. Now they're going to hand it off up inside. And it's going to be short of the first down, but looks like about a half a yard maybe. Heston Miller carrying it down to the 44-yard line. It's going to be fourth and one for the Zizzers. They have to get it inside the 43-yard line for the first down. Fourth and one for the Zizzers. See if they can pick up this first down for the Zizzers. Simpson up under center. Miller is in the backfield. Now they're going to pitch it. Miller's trying to get outside. He has got the first down, and Moore still on his feet down the left side. Now he's going to be taken down out of bounds about the 20-yard line. So that is an Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down. And they're marking him at the 20, so now the Zizzers are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer Red Zone. First and 10, Zizzers at the Rolla 20-yard line. Heston Miller doing a good job getting out around the left end, and then he broke a tackle, picked up some more yardage before finally they knocked him out at the 20. Here we go. Simpson in the shotgun. Miller is in the backfield. No, it's going to be Lucas Conyers. Simpson's going to keep it. He's up inside the 15. Excuse me. Going to mark him out about the 12. That's going to bring up a second and two, looks like, for the Zizzers at the Rolla 12-yard line. Second and two. Simpson gets the call. Gets the play from the sideline. He'll bring it in. Zizzers looking at a second and two here from the Rolla 12. Simpson under center. Conyers once again the tailback. They're going to give it to Conyers. Conyers right side, and he'll be close to the first down. And he's going to get it if they looks like they're inside the 10 to the 9. So that is another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, first down. Sorry, folks. Got a dry spot in my throat here, so bear with me. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. And Zizzers lead is 7-0. They have it first and goal at the Rolla 9. This time they're going to pitch it. Heston Miller around the right side. He'll be knocked out of bounds. He may have got a yard. Let's see where they're. Yep, they're going to mark him at the 8. Second and goal now from the Rolla 8-yard line. And I believe Miller is going to the sideline. So Conyers will be the tailback. Simpson in the shotgun. And we've got whistles. And it's going to be on the Zizzers. Illegal procedure. And that'll set the Zizzers back. It's going to be second and goal, but now it's going to be second and goal from the Rolla 13-yard line. Dawson Howe has been in there at the fullback spot. So second and goal from the Rolla 13-yard line. 5:54 to go in the first quarter. Zizzers lead 7-0. Simpson under center. This time he's going to roll out right. He's going to throw it. He's got a receiver, and that is Hafer inside the five, fighting to get in. And so we got some flags. One official said touchdown. One said no. So let's see what we got here. Watson Hafer caught the pass. He was fighting for that goal line. So let's see what we got going here. We got an official conference over there. And looks like now he may be coming out here to give us a – he hadn't signaled nothing. Now he's going back. Now he's going to come back. Here we go. Let's see what it was. Illegally aiding the runner is called on West Plains. In other words, somebody was pushing from behind. So that's going to bring it out to the 11-yard line, and it'll be second down all over again. Second and goal for the Zizzers. Coach Wyatt wants an explanation here. I don't blame him because Watson Hafer was fighting on his own down there. I believe the other Zizzer players were blocking. So anyway, they're going to bring it back to the 11-yard line now. Excuse me. Second and goal from the 11. Simpson in the shotgun. Hafer is in the slot. Simpson's going to try, and he's going to go down at the 10. So it'll bring up a third and goal from the 10-yard line of Rolla. So now, and don't be surprised at the Zizzers if they don't get the touchdown here on this next play. Unless it's in pretty close, they may go for a field goal. Chase Larson can hit the field goal from there. He did it at Glendale. So Howell's the fullback. Conyers is the tailback. Simpson under center. And Rolla jumped a little bit. And now Zizzers want a timeout. 5:01 to go here, first quarter. Zizzers lead at 7-0. And we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. 5:01 to go, first quarter. Zizzers lead at 7-0. Now they have it third and goal at the Rolla 10-yard line. They should have either had a third and one or a touchdown, but they threw a flag on the Zizzers, said there was an illegal aiding the runner from behind. In other words, somebody was pushing from behind. So that backed them up. So now the Zizzers have it third and goal from the Rolla 10. See what the Zizzers can do here. Simpson in the shotgun. Heston Miller in the backfield. And now they're going to roll. They're going to throw it back. And now all open is what? Is Heston Miller. And Miller has the 10-yard pass. So 10-yard TD pass. And that's Heston Miller from, you got it, Aiden Simpson. So Zizzers now on top 13-0. And Chase Larson will kick the extra point here with 4:53 to go in the first quarter. Here we go. It's down. Kick is up. And it is good. Zizzers lead it 14-0, 4:53 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. Scissors lead at 14-0, 4:53 to go here in the first quarter. Scissors will kick off again. Chase Larson to do the duties. Good crowd on hand, good crowd from Rolla, and a good crowd from West Plains made the trip up here to Rolla. Cheer on the Zizzers. Larson's ready to kick. Here we go. And it's going to be on the ground. It's going to dribble and finally going to be picked up at the 12. And then that'll be Lyle back there. And the Zizzers are going to finally bring him down across the 30. Out to about the 32. Lucas Conyers on the tackle for the Zizzers. First and 10 for the Rolla Bulldogs at their own 32-yard line. So let's see if the Zizzers defense can get another stop here in the ball game. Here comes Lyle. He's the quarterback, first and 10 for Rolla at their own 32. He's under center with a single back, and Rolla jumps offside. So that'll move him back. So now it's going to bring up first and 15 for Rolla at their own 27-yard line. 4:41 to go here in the first quarter with the Zizzers up 14-0. Big play of the game was Jesse Hudson's 90-yard kickoff return, first play of the ball game. All right, Lyle up under center. First and 15 now from Rolla from their own 27. Lyle's going to keep it, cuts inside. Zizzer's going to bring him down, going to pick up about 2 yards out to the 29. And looks like Alex Judd on the tackle. Quincy Doolittle in there as well. Going to bring up a second and 13. He only got 2 yards that time, Lyle did. So here we go. Second and 13. Lyle now is in the shotgun with a back in the backfield. He's got three receivers. He's going to throw it on the left side, and he overthrows his receiver. About 2 yards. And back there defending was Dalton Asmussen, I think. Or let me see who that was. Anyway, it's going to bring up third now and 13. And actually, I was wrong. Back here defending, I believe, was Will Stauffer. And it was. So here we go. Third and 13. Lyle in the shotgun once again. And he's rolling to the left now. Now he's going to throw it. And it's going to be tipped in the air, knocked down. And Rolla's going to have to punt the football again. I didn't see who got their hand up out there and tipped the football for the Zizzers. But I don't think that Rolla would have got a first down. Zizzers had the receiver over there. He wasn't far enough for a first down. They had him pretty well covered. So now we're going to punt the ball again. Rolla is on a fourth and 13. And he's going to low line drive. Going to be taken at the 37-yard line, and now he's going to turn it up. We've got a flag in on the play here. It's on the Rolla side of the 50 at about the 47. Let's see what they call here. And it's blocking the back on the Zizzers.
Hold it on West Lane.
So that's going to back them up to the 40, looks like. Zizzers will take over. No, actually, we're going... Well, now we're down to the 35, so it's going to be first and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 35-yard line with 3:42 to go here in the first quarter, and the Zizzers lead at 14-0. Simpson under center, Howell as the fullback, and it'll be Heston Miller once again. And Simpson going to throw it. He's got a receiver on the right side. Going to be short of the first down.
This is bad.
I believe that's Howell. Dawson Howell, the fullback, caught it. Going to bring up second and two for the Zizzers at their own 43-yard line. Second and two for the Zizzers. See what they do this time. Simpson's going under center. Howell's in the backfield and also Miller in the backfield. They're going to pitch it to Miller. He's going to cut up inside over there. He's going to get the first down, puts his head down, gets it down to about the 46-yard line of the Zizzers. That's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. So actually, they're going to mark it at the 47. So first and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 47-yard line, 2:45 and counting. In the first quarter with the Zizzers up 14-0. Let's see what they call this time. Simpson's going to be in the shotgun. Miller is in the backfield with him. They're going to roll left now. Simpson keeps it, cuts up inside. He's still on his feet. He's got a first down and more all the way down to the 40-yard line. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers at the Rolla 40-yard line. Aiden saw a big hole there, and he kept the football. Otherwise, he was going to pitch it to Miller. But he kept it, cut it up inside when he seen that hole, and he gets it all the way down to the 40. Under 2 minutes and counting in the first quarter. Simpson under center. Miller in the backfield. Howell as well. Simpson's going to roll right. He's looking. Looking. Now he's going to throw it. And it's going to be incomplete. It was in the vicinity of Briggs Houston. But Simpson had to get rid of it. So going to bring up a second and 10 for the Zizzers. That'll stop the clock at a minute 42. Let's see here. Zizzers looking at a second and 10 from the Rolla 40. Simpson up under center once again. Howell the fullback. Miller is the tailback. They're going to pitch it to Miller around the right side. Cuts up inside. He's inside the 35. And he's going to be down about the 31. He's going to be shy of the first down. Going to bring up a third down, I believe. Third and short, about a yard, at the Rolla 31-yard line. Minute 15 and counting to go in the first quarter. Zizzer's taking some time getting that play on the sideline. Now Simpson's going to bring it in. And play clock down to 10. Need to hurry up here. Zizzers need to get on it. We're down to 5 seconds. Simpson is up under center. He's going to snap it. He's going to keep it and go himself. And I believe they're not going to give it to him. They're marking him shy of the 30-yard line. So that's going to bring up a fourth down in inches.
Short of the first down.
About a half a yard, maybe just shy of a half yard for the Zizzers. And we're down to 29 seconds and counting. And the Zizzers have to get the playoff. So here we go, fourth and inches. Simpson up under center. And he's going to pitch it this time, and it's a first down for sure over there. I believe it's Jesse Hudson, if I saw the right number over there. And so that's another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. Ball is down at the 27-yard line of Rolla, and that's the end of your first quarter. Zizzers lead at 14-0, and we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
The real estate market is still hot, and there's still time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate puts clients first, so call them today, 417-257-2733, or visit WestgateRealty.com. A proud supporter of Zizzer football. Go Zizzers!
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free, and productive. Appointments available in Mountain Home, West Plains, Salem, and Harrison. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. Zizzers lead at 14-0. They have the football, first and 10 at the Rolla 27-yard line. And while we're waiting for the Zizzers to come out here, let's see if we can take a look. And, well, we got Simpson under center. And it'll be Conyers in the backfield. Now we got flags. It's going to be against the Zizzers. False start on West Plains. First and 15 now at the Rolla 32-yard line. Some of the games going on tonight here. McDonald County leads Nevada 7-0 first quarter. And let's see, Mount Grove leads Willis 7-0 first quarter. Liberty over Ava 6-0 in the first quarter. Simpson's going to roll left this time. Now he tucks it, and he's going to try to run it. And he may pick up about a yard, maybe. I don't think they're going to give him a yard. Nope. It's going to bring up a second down. Second and 15 at the 32-yard line for the Zizzers. So second and 15. Simpson in the shotgun. Two receivers on each side. Simpson's going to throw it to the right side. That's Hudson. Hudson, he's down the sideline. Jesse Hudson, he's got another touchdown. And I don't see any flags. Well, there is a flag on the play. I start to say, of course, there will be one. It's going to be on holding on the Zizzers down at the 20-yard line. So that'll take another Jesse Hudson touchdown off the clock. I believe it was Watson Hafer blocking out there. So now it's back to the 31-yard line, and it's going to be second and 14. Second and 14 for the Zizzers at the Rolla 31. Zizzers still committing entirely too many penalties. Glendale leads Hillcrest 14-0 in the first quarter. Camdenton over Parkview 21-0 in the first quarter. Simpson under center. Conyers is in the backfield. They're going to throw it over, and this is going to be Hudson on the left side. Here's another flag is thrown as Hudson goes in to the end zone, and this is probably going to be a hold. So you know this one's going to come back. I mean, there it is, holding on the Zizzers. So three touchdowns called back, so it should be right now 35-0. But it's 14-0. Do you get the feeling that the officials don't want a turbo clock tonight? It's all the way back now to the 32. Second in, what, 15, 16 yards for the Zizzers. Second and 15 now. 11 minutes to go in the first half. All right, Simpson in the shotgun. Throw it to the right. It's Hudson again. And they're going to say the ball hit the ground, so that's going to be an incomplete pass. And that's going to bring up a third and 15. Simpson threw it at Hudson's shoelaces. But Jesse was about ready to go again down that right side if he could have caught the ball, been thrown to him in the air. Here we go, third and 15 for the Zizzers at the Rolla 32-yard line. So here we go. Simpson in the shotgun again. Three receivers right, one to the left. Simpson looking to throw. He's going down the left side this time to the end zone. Knocked away down there. Incomplete. And I believe they were going for Miller that time. Was it Miller? So, going to bring up 4th and 15. And you know the Zizzers will probably punt it right here. Or they'll go for it. So, looks like they're going to go for it on 4th and 15. So, Simpson in the shotgun. Howell in motion. Simpson's going to roll right. Now he'll throw back. And it's incomplete. It was off of Miller's fingertips. Aiden Simpson once again off the mark with the pass. And so Rolla is going to get the turnover. Actually, they need to thank West Plains for those penalties, or the officials for those penalties, which kept West Plains from scoring. And so now it's going to be first and 10 at the Rolla 32 for Rolla. Lyle will be your quarterback up under center with two backs in the backfield. Lyle, and he's going to keep it. He's going to try to get around the left side. Hudson's out there. Jesse Hudson puts him out of bounds, but not before he picks up a first down. They're going to mark him down at the 49 of Rolla. First and 10. So Lyle, he's fast, and Zizzer's going to have to watch those corners now. Because Lyle will take it and head for the side. Try to get around the end just like he did that time. First and 10 for Rolla at their own 49-yard line. Lyle will be under center once again. One back in the back. Well, two backs in the backfield. And he's going to hand off this time. And across to about the 48 of the Zizzers. And Isaiah Jones on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to bring up second and 7 for Rolla. Gain of 3. It's at the Zizzer 48-yard line with 10-13 and counting to go in the second quarter. Lyle up under center once again. Two backs in the backfield. This time he's going to hand it off on the right side. Looks like I thought he only got down to the 45, but they're going to say the 44. So that's going to bring up a third and 3 now for Rolla. Foster on the tackle, Harris on the carry for Rolla. Third and 3. Rolla moving the football here. Play clock down to 15. Rolla breaks the huddle. Third and three for Rolla at the Zizzer 44-yard line. Lyle up under center. He's going to hand it off. No, he's going to keep it, and he's sacked. And they're going to say he was brought down as forward progress at the 46 of West Plains. It's going to bring up a fourth and five now for Rolla. You know they're going to go for it. Fourth and five for Rolla at the Zizzer 46-yard line, and they're going to go for it here with under 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. Lyle will be in the shotgun, one back in the backfield, two receivers on the right side. Now it's going to be Lyle rolling out to the right. He's going to throw it, and he's got a receiver. It's caught. First down for Rolla. Knocked him out down around the Zizzer 26-yard line. Heston Miller knocked him out of bounds down there, but not before Rolla got a first down. And Zizzer defense all of a sudden has allowed some first downs for the Rolla Bulldogs. 8:41 to go here in the second quarter. Zizzer's up 14-0. Lyle hands off again, and they'll get down to the 20. Rolla will have it at the Zizzer 20. Kinder on the carry. Logan Seitz on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to bring up a second and four. And Kinder that time picked up 6 yards. Just going behind that left side of the line. So the Zizzer defense was doing a good job in the first quarter. Now they're giving up yardage. Lyle under center. He'll hand off again. And this one's going to be out close to the first down. Around the 16-yard line. Kinder with the carry once again. Foster on the tackle. And let's see how they mark this one. They're going to measure it, folks. They're going to measure it. It's marked at the 16 yard line of the Zizzers. And now we're standing around. And now Jesse Hudson is laying on the ground for some reason. Oh, Jesse was looking, putting an eye on it there, trying to see if it was a first down. So they're going to bring it out. I got a funny feeling this is going to be a first down, folks. Rolla controlling the clock on this drive. And it is a first down. So Rolla will have it first and 10 at the Zizzer 16-yard line. So Lyle and Kinner doing the damage for Rolla here in the second quarter on this drive. So Rolla can get a first down without scoring a touchdown. So here comes Lyle. And Lyle's going to come up under center, two backs in the backfield. And Lyle hands it off down inside to about the 10, maybe the 11. Kinder on the carry once again. Woody Rogers on the tackle for the Zizzers. Down at the 11-yard line, second and five for Rolla at the Zizzer 11. Defense needs to stand up here and get a stop. Stop or a turnover right here. Lyle is up under center, and he's going to keep it. He's trying to roll out, and Zizzers are out there. They're going to bring him down at the 10. Jesse Hudson out there. And also Quincy Doolittle out there. So they're actually going to mark it at the 11. So it'll be back to third and five for Rolla at the Zizzer 11-yard line. So the Zizzers defense gets them for a loss that time around. Here we go. Third and five from the 11-yard line of the Zizzers. Lyle is going to roll to the right. nobody out there. Now we got a flag, and the throw is incomplete. But there's a flag on that far side. And it's going to go against Rolla. And it's illegal shift on the Bulldogs. So that'll back them up some more. Repeat the third down. Or they can decline the penalty, and it'll be fourth and five. And so West Plains declines the penalty, and it's going to bring up fourth and five for Rolla at the Zizzer 11-yard line. So the Zizzers are gambling that they can get a stop, and Rolla wants a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. We're back in 30 seconds. Zizzers lead at 14-0, 6:11 to go in the second quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. Rolla, Zizzer's lead at 14-0. Rolla looking at a 4th and 5 on the Zizzer 11 with 6:11 to go in the second quarter. Now let's take a look. McDonald County and Nevada still 7-0 first quarter. Let's see. Lebanon and Bolivar will play tomorrow. Let's see. Also, Mount Grove leading Willow Springs 21-0. Liberty over Ava 6-0 first quarter. So here we go. 4th and 5 for Rolla at the Zizzer 11-yard line. Lyle is going to be in the shotgun. He's going to roll to the right. And now they got to catch him before he gets in. He's got the first down, folks. He gets the first down. And the Zizzers lost containment over there on that side. And now it's going to be first and goal for Rolla at the Zizzer 3-yard line. And Zizzers, I think they really thought that he was going to throw the ball, but Lyle just ran it on that right side out around the end. So here's first and goal for Rolla at the Zizzer 3-yard line. Lyle under center. He'll hand it off. And the Zizzers going to pile him up, but I think they're going to mark him at the 1. Kenner to the 1-yard line. Garrett Mahan on the tackle for the Zizzers going to bring up 2nd and goal from the 1. Zizzers really need Rolla to commit a penalty, or they need to get a stop. They need to get a stop, or they need Rolla to commit a penalty here. Let's see what happens. From the 1, and Lyle, he didn't make it. But they're going to say he did. He didn't get in there, folks. Zizzer stood him up, but they gave it to him. That really looked like he got stood up there at the 1. But 5:27 to go. And Holman to kick the extra point. It's down, kick is up, and it is good. 14-7, 5:27 to go in the second quarter. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. Rolla will kick off.
Michael Hogan.
Zizzers had their touchdowns called back because of penalties. And this time, I don't think Lyle got in there at the goal line, but they said he did. So now, they'll kick off. It's a low line drive kick that's going to be taken at the 26. And that's Briggs Houston. And Briggs, he's going to be out about the 35. The Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. And so the Zizzers playing 11-on-16, this seems like, this quarter. See if they can get down the field here and score again. They had no problem last time except for the officials throwing flags. Just kept pushing them back. Simpson under center. Now they're going to give it to Hudson out on the end again. Hudson, he's got a first down. Hudson, and he's finally out of bounds. And let's look and see. I don't see any flags. I'm surprised they didn't throw one for a hold out there. But anyway, that's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Mark them down at the Aralla 39. First and 10. Hudson can get down that sideline now. He's got the speed. So let's take a look and see what they do here on first and 10 at the Rolla 39. Simpson is in the shotgun. Miller in the backfield. Three receivers. Now Miller goes in motion. They're going to give it to him on the right side. He makes one defender miss. And he might pick up a yard or two. So that's inside the 40 down. It's going to bring second and 8 up for the Zizzers at the 37-yard line of Rolla. Rolla had a defender get in the backfield there, but Miller got away from him. So here we go. Simpson's up under center. Miller the left side this time. Miller has got a lane over there. He's got the first down inside the 20. And they're going to say he's down about the 16-yard line, even though Miller runs on into the end zone. It's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down.
Drop down by number 4.
And so now the Zizzers once again are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer red zone. Ball at the 16-yard line of Rolla. First and 10 for the Zizzers. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Zizzers up 14-7. They should be up by about 3 touchdowns right now, but Simpson is going to hand it off up inside this time, inside the 15. About the 12, looks like. Conyers on the carry for the Zizzers, and we have a Rolla player coming off. So timeout, official timeout. And it's going to bring up a second and 6, I believe. Ball is at the 12-yard line. So the Rolla player will come off the field. Seems to be a left arm injury. Rolla will get a player in. And what are we doing? We're well,
official timeout.
Official timeout. 3:05 to go here in the second quarter. We'll take a break. We'll come back 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Since 1976, people have trusted the service professionals at Negrin Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negrin Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pot, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negrin Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Rolla. 3:05 to go here in the second quarter. Zizzer's lead of 14-7. Zizzer's have it at the Rolla 12-yard line. A second down and second and six, I believe. Second and six for the Zizzers at the Rolla 12-yard line. And now we're ready. Simpson in the shotgun. Miller is in the backfield. And Howell is in the slot there on the right side. And Simpson's going to keep it. He's going to go left side, and he ran into three Rolla defenders. And Garrett Mahan trying to block two Rolla defenders and couldn't get it done over there. So it's back now to the 15. Going to be a third and nine for the Zizzers with 2:36 and counting to go in the second quarter. So Zizzers move the football down here, and now they've kind of stalled a little bit. Third and nine. Simpson in the shotgun. Miller in the backfield. Simpson. And now we got flags. They're going to throw for the end zone, and the receiver fell down.
Pass incomplete. Flag on the play.
And this one's going to come back, I'm pretty sure, on the Zizzers. Illegal shift on the Zizzers. So that'll back them up. I mean, you know down here it's going to be against the Zizzers. Well, Rolla will decline. It's going to bring up a fourth and nine now for the Zizzers at the Rolla 15-yard line. So right now, if Chase Larson were to kick it, it would be a 32-yard field goal if Chase Larson decides to kick it here. And I think the Zizzers are going to go for it. They're not going to kick it. They're going to go for it. So fourth and nine for the Zizzers at the 15. So they just got to get it down to the six-yard line. Simpson's going to throw over the middle. He's got a receiver. That's Hafer. Hafer is inside the five. That's a first down for the Zizzers. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, first down. Zizzers will have it first and goal at the three-yard line. 2:03 and counting to go in the second quarter. So it's at the Rolla 3, first and goal for the Zizzers. Clock is down to 1:48 and counting. Simpson will be up under center. He'll have Miller in the backfield. Howell in the backfield. They're going to give it to Miller. Miller going to try to get up inside. He's fighting in there, and it's a touchdown for Heston Miller.
Very good for a touchdown.
1:33 to go here. And the Zizzers are going to lead it by the score of 20-7. And Chase Larson will come in to kick for the Zizzers. Larson's kick is up, and it's good.
Good.
So now Zizzers lead it 21-7. Minute 33 to go, second quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Here's something for Zizzer fans to cheer about. When the Zizzer's varsity football team wins, you score a 99-cent small blizzard on the following Monday with any regular-priced food purchase at Dairy Queen of West Plains. Stop in for delicious burgers, sandwiches, chicken baskets, salads, and more. And don't forget the treats. Now that's fan food, not just fast food. At Dairy Queen Grill and Chill on Highway 63 in West Plains. Open Sunday through Thursday until 10 and Friday and Saturday until 11. Go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. The Zizzers have just taken a 21-7 lead with a minute 33 to go here in the first half. Stay tuned. The first half, we have the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show coming up for you here in about a minute 33. Larson will kick off again from his own 40-yard line. See what he does this time. This one's going to be a low line drive kick. Going to be go through the legs of Lyle into the end zone. So that's going to be Rolla at the 20-yard line. That one looked like it went right through Lyle's legs down there about the 4-yard line. Too bad it couldn't have hit his leg and then went into the end zone. That would have been nice. Zizzer defense coming out. Let's see. Rolla had some luck moving the football the last time they had it here in the second quarter, and they scored the touchdown. So let's see what they can do in a minute 33. Lyle under center, two backs in the backfield. He's going to keep it, and now he's going to be caught at about the 20-yard line. Well, they're going to say he got to the 21. So they're going to give him a yard, second and 9 at the Rolla 21-yard line. Minute 17 and counting. Now Lyle is in the shotgun, a back in the backfield. He's looking on the left side. He's going to throw it, got a receiver, and he's going to get it out of bounds. That'll be a first down out at the 31. And that's a first down for Rolla at their own 31-yard line with a minute 9 to go in the first half. So let's see what the Rolla offense calls this time. So let's see. Lyle is going to be in the shotgun again with a back in the backfield. Three receivers on the right side. He's rolling out to the right, looking to throw. He's still rolling, and now they're going to force him out of bounds. He might have got a yard. Maybe a yard. Depends on where they're marking. Minute 3 to go as the clock stops. Give him a yard that time. It's going to be second and 9 from the Rolla 32. Zizzers had everyone covered, and they had Lyle covered out there on the right side. Let's see. So Lyle up under center, and the Zizzers jump, but I don't see any flags. And the Zizzers are going to get a stop at the 30, and Rolla's going to call a timeout. Rolla's going to call a timeout. 57 seconds to go here in the second quarter. He lost 2 yards, going to be third and 11 at the 30-yard line for Rolla. Quincy Doolittle on the tackle that time on the stop for the loss. So, once again, want to remind you, coming up here in less than a minute, according to the clock over there on the scoreboard, we'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Let's go ahead and see if we can catch a few more scores for you here. Glendale leading Hillcrest 32-0 first quarter, last report we had. Camdenton leading Parkview 28-0 second quarter. Let's see, Rogersville leads Mount Vernon 13-0 second quarter. Marshfield leads Monette 13-3 second quarter. What else we got for you? Thayer leads Salem, Missouri 6-0 in the second quarter. So there's some of the scores. And let's see. At the half, Liberty leads Ava 12-0. And let's see. That's it. Here comes Rolla with a 3rd and 11 from their own 30-yard line. Lyle rolling to the left, and he's going to tuck it and knock him out of bounds. Going to bring up a 4th down, pushed out at about the 37-yard line, I believe. I believe that was Ryland Kinslow there knock him out. Kinslow and Briggs Houston over there. It's going to bring up a 4th and 4 for Rolla. And they're looking like they're going to punt the football with 52 seconds to go. Kinslow is sitting at his 33. He's going to inch up a little bit. And here comes your kick. And it's a high kick. He calls for the fair catch at the 26. But getting back there, Miles Foster, if he had had about another step or two, he could have blocked that one. But the Zizzers will take over 1st and 10. At their own 27-yard line with 49 seconds to go in the first half, they lead it 21-7. McDonald County still leading Nevada 7-6 now in the second quarter. An upset brewing right there. Simpson's up under center, one back in the backfield. Believe that's going to be Conyers. They're going to throw out to the left, and here we go again. And I believe, let's see who that was over there. Jesse Hudson on the catch again. That's another Ozark South Carolina City Clinic of West Plains first down at the Zizzer 40-yard line. Clock is running, 38 seconds and counting in the first half to go. Simpson will bring it up, and Zizzer's just hoping maybe something will break here so they can score again. Simpson under center now. Conyers goes in motion. They'll throw to the left, and this one's going to be caught out there, but only a gain of about 2 yards. That's Conyers on the catch, out to the 42-yard line, 2nd and 8. And the clock is stopped with 17 seconds to go in the first half. 2nd and 8 for the Zizzers at their own 42. And now, do a little trickery, but Simpson in the shotgun. Now this time Conyers coming to the right in motion. Simpson looking to throw. He's going to run to the right. Now he's going to throw it, and he'll throw it out of bounds. 11 seconds to go in the quarter. Going to bring up a 3rd and 8. So Simpson threw it to one of the coaches on the Rolla sideline. So 2nd and 8 for the Zizzers at their own 42. 11 seconds to go here in the first half. Coming up at the half, we'll try to get you caught up on the scoring, and we'll also try to get you caught up on scores around Southern Missouri. And now West Plains wants to take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the football, 100.9 The Train.
There's a new Bobcat dealer in West Plains, Bobcat of West Plains, located 2 miles west of Walmart on Highway 160 at Ozark Machinery. They carry the full line of Bobcat tractors and implements and rent new and used skid steers, compact track loaders, excavators, and attachments. See them for all your parts and service needs for new and used Bobcat equipment of any kind. Bobcat of West Plains, 2 miles west of Walmart at Ozark Machinery and online at bobcatofwp.com.
Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Rolla. 11 seconds to go here in the first half. Zizzers are looking at a 3rd and 8 from their own 42-yard line. Once again, 11 seconds to go in the first half. Zizzers lead it 21-7. So let's see if the Zizzers can break something loose here. Simpson in the shotgun. Man in motion, that'll be Hudson. Simpson back to throw. He's going to roll to the left now. Simpson's going to run it. He's going out of bounds. He's got the first down with 3 seconds on the clock. So that's an Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down.
3 seconds left on the clock.
They're going to mark him at the 48-yard line of Rolla. 3 seconds on the clock, first and 10 for the Zizzers. And the Zizzers call another timeout. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Corey, proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. It's going to be first and 10 for the Zizzers at the Rolla 48-yard line. 3 seconds to go on the clock. 21-7, Zizzers with the lead. Rolla will get the football to start the second half. They won the coin toss and elected to defer to get the football on the second half. So here we go. Simpson in the shotgun, and now he's going to tuck it up inside. Now he's going to throw it over the middle, and it's incomplete. And that's it. 21-7, Zizzers with the lead at the half, and it's your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment West Plains halftime show. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
If you've been prescribed oxygen or respiratory therapy, know that Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here to help you sleep better and breathe easier. They keep a wide range of quality equipment on hand for immediate delivery. This includes oxygen concentrators, portable oxygen systems, nebulizers, CPAP, BiPAP equipment, and more. And one of their trained technicians will provide instruction for you and your caregivers. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, your oxygen therapy and respiratory services experts at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, where they're focused on your health.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Rolla. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Zizzers lead at 21-7. Scoring got underway on the opening kickoff when Jesse Hudson took the opening kickoff, ran it back 90 yards for the touchdown. Chase Larson's kick good. Zizzers were up 7-0 right off the bat. Then with 4:53 to go in the first quarter, Heston Miller on a 10-yard touchdown pass from Aiden Simpson. Larson's kick good. Zizzers led it 14-0 at the end of one. 5:27 to go in the second quarter. Lyle on a 1-yard run. Kick was good. Zizzers led it 14-7. And then with 1:33 to go here, Miller on a 3-yard run. Larson's kick good. West Plains leading 21-7 here at the half. It could be a whole lot worse because Zizzers had 3 touchdowns called back here in the first half. Otherwise, they would be up, probably ready to start a turbo clock in the third quarter. But flags and penalties. So those touchdowns were taken away. Zizzers still lead it 21-7. Stay tuned. It's the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
If you've been prescribed oxygen or respiratory therapy, know that Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here to help you sleep better and breathe easier. They keep a wide range of quality equipment on hand for immediate delivery, and one of their trained technicians will provide instruction for you and your caregivers. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment even offers on-site maintenance and repairs. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, your oxygen therapy and respiratory services experts at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, where they're focused on your health.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
It's time to get ready for your fall food plots, and Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains has what you need. From tractors by Mahindra, LS, Massey Ferguson and Bad Boy, to tillers, seeders, and redneck deer blinds. Get ready for a great hunt with the help from your friends at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than up on soar.
In our town, little things mean a lot more. And at Southern Bank, we get it. It's knowing your name whenever you walk in the door and cheering together for the same team on Friday night. It's helping neighbors from behind the desk and at the local food pantry. It all adds up to a bank that sticks with you and our community for the long term. We're Southern Bank, and we're rooted here, right where you need us. Visit us at one of our branches or online at bankwithsouthern.com.
Southern Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
As the oldest new car dealer in West Plains, great service, quality, and experiences are second nature to Moreland Shell Ford. Come see the variety of trucks, cars, and SUVs. They have something for just about every budget and buyer. Check out MorelandShellFord.com to see the inventory and money-saving service coupons. Moreland Shell Ford certified technicians are factory-trained, fast, friendly, and reliable. Moreland Shell Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Proudly serving you for 51 years.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
A&A Quality Roofing. New roofs, no mess.
Fall is on the way, and soon the leaves will be falling. Get ready now by having seamless gutters and guards installed by A&A Quality Roofing. These add curb appeal and are virtually maintenance-free, keeping you off the ladders. A&A Quality Roofing is also your go-to business for siding, spray foam insulation, and, of course, roofs. Call A&A Quality Roofing today, 256-0755.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
One of the best ways to improve your gas mileage is staying on top of routine maintenance. Don's Auto Service can help you make sense of your vehicle's maintenance needs. Make an appointment today and let the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service in West Plains keep you going down the road safely and efficiently. Call 417-256-2752.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Attention Scissor fans, the Scissor Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Scissor Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite scissors in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thescissorzone.com and follow the Scissor Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Scissors!
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The real estate market is still hot, and there's still time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate puts clients first, so call them today, 417-257-2733, or visit westgaterealty.com. Proud supporter of Zizzer football. Go Zizzers!
Families are enjoying the school sports season, and everyone from Knox Orthopedics wishes our many athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' four highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back to what you love sooner rather than later.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Since 1976, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pot, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. Zizzers lead at 21-7 here at the half over the Rolla Bulldogs. It is your Ozark Self-Care Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Elizabeth Corey in Biola, Arkansas. Sean Duggan's Westgate Realty Incorporated. Southern Bank, Bob Kett, Moreland Shell Ford, Dairy Queen, A&A Quality Roofing, Toyota, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC, Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negri Plumbing, the Zizzer's Own Patty Ingalls, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance, Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Hirschfeld Farm Supply, J&J Recovery, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics of Mountain Home in West Plains, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Independent Insurance Solutions of West Plains, Mission First Medical Walking Clinic, Suzanne and Seth Huddleston of West Plains, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, broker offices in Thayer and Willow Springs, Ozarks Awards Company, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Richards Brothers Feed, all of West Plains, Dr. Jacob Ekman, Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains, Edward Jones Agent, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. That's the folks bringing you the ball game here tonight from Rolla, Missouri, where the Zizzers lead it by a score of 21-7 here at the half. Let's get you caught up on some scores around Southern Missouri. Let's see. McDonald County now leads Nevada 14-3 at the half. And it's 14-6 at the half. And Lebanon and Bolivar will play tomorrow. Reed Springs leads Hollister 14-0 at the half. Mountain Grove over Willow Springs 42-0 at the half. Liberty leads Ava 12-0 at the half. Glendale leading Hillcrest 32-0. That last report we had that one was in the first quarter. Kickapoo over Waynesville 21-0 at the half. Camdenton leads Parkview 49-0 at the half. Rogersville leading Mount Vernon 13-0 second quarter. No score from Reed Springs and Hollister. Marshfield leading Monette, 13-10 second quarter. Forsyth leading Fair Grove, 23-22 at the half. Kabul is at Houston. Fair leads Salem, 14-0 at Salem, Missouri at the half. It's homecoming in Fair. Let's see. What else do we have for you? Stratford over Clever, 43-0. And that's all we got score-wise for you. So now you're up to date on how things are looking around Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas. We'll take another break. You're listening to the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. We're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Trend.
If you've been prescribed oxygen or respiratory therapy, know that Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here to help you sleep better and breathe easier. They keep a wide range of quality equipment on hand for immediate delivery. This includes oxygen concentrators, portable oxygen systems, nebulizers, CPAP, BiPAP equipment, and more. And one of their trained technicians will provide instruction for you and your caregivers. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, your oxygen therapy and respiratory services experts at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, where they're focused on your health.
Score a great meal at Taco Alejandro's. Their chef-inspired American-style street tacos are made with all-natural braised and grilled meats, corn tortillas, and made-from-scratch signature salsas. And they're not just tacos. Enjoy quesadillas, salads, nachos, and a variety of delicious burgers and fries, too. And all have the Alejandro's flair, of course. Let them cook for you. There's something for everyone to enjoy at Taco Alejandro's. 1667 South U.S. Highway 63. Right next to Dairy Queen in West Plains.
There's a new Bobcat dealer in West Plains, Bobcat of West Plains, located 2 miles west of Walmart on Highway 160 at Ozark Machinery. They carry the full line of Bobcat tractors and implements and rent new and used skid steers, compact track loaders, excavators, and attachments. See them for all your parts and service needs for new and used Bobcat equipment of any kind. Bobcat of West Plains, 2 miles west of Walmart at Ozark Machinery and online at bobcatofwp.com.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry, proudly serving Northern Arkansas and Southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Colder weather will be here soon, so get your wood heating pellets early at Hirsch. Just $5.49 per 40-pound bag, or buy in bulk and save. Just $4.99 per bag when you purchase a pallet of 50 bags. Hirsch also has a nice selection of log splitters, including the Oregon 25-ton log splitter for just $1,499. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
In our town, little things mean a lot more. And at Southern Bank, we get it. It's knowing your name whenever you walk in the door and cheering together for the same team on Friday night. It's helping neighbors from behind the desk and at the local food pantry. It all adds up to a bank that sticks with you and our community for the long term. We're Southern Bank and we're rooted here, right where you need us. Visit us at one of our branches or online at bankwithsouthern.com. Southern Bank Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
As the oldest new car dealer in West Plains, great service, quality, and experiences are second nature to Moreland Shell Ford. Come see the variety of trucks, cars, and SUVs. They have something for just about every budget and buyer. Check out MorelandShellFord.com to see the inventory and money-saving service coupons. Moreland Shell Ford certified technicians are factory-trained, fast, friendly, and reliable. Moreland Shell Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Proudly serving you for 51 years.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
A&A Quality Roofing. New roofs, no mess.
Is your roof ready for fall? It's a perfect time to call A&A Quality Roofing to have your roof inspected. Preventative service helps ensure you get peak performance and longevity of your roof. A&A Quality takes great pride in their work, which is reflected in their results in 5-star customer approval rating. For roofs, siding, seamless gutters, and spray foam insulation, call A&A Quality Roofing at 256-0755.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The real estate market is still hot, and there's still time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate puts clients first, so call them today, 417-257-2733, or visit westgaterealty.com, a proud supporter of Zizzer football. Go Zizzers!
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And doctors Tom Knox, Russell Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies will produce the best optimal outcome for your degenerative condition or injury. Knox Orthopedics providing orthopedic excellence since 1983. Appointments available in Mountain Home, West Plains, Salem, and Harrison.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Parkway
Shevrolet Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Since 1976, people have trusted the service professionals at Negrin Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negrin Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pot, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negrin Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Here's something for Zizzer fans to cheer about. When the Zizzers varsity football team wins, you score a 99-cent small blizzard on the following Monday with any regular price food purchase at Dairy Queen of West Plains. Stop in for delicious burgers, sandwiches, chicken baskets, salads, and more. And don't forget the treats. Now that's fan food, not just fast food, at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill on Highway 63 in West Plains. Open Sunday through Thursday until 10 and Friday and Saturday until 11. Go Zizzers!
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Well, welcome back to Rolla. Hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. There we go. Zizzers lead at 21-7. Chase Larson will be kicking off for the Zizzers here. Rolla won the coin toss at the beginning of the ball game. They elected to defer, so they would get the ball to start the third quarter. And so Aaron Cook and Brock Lyle back for Rolla. Chase Larson to kick it off from the Zizzer 40-yard line. We're ready to get the third quarter underway. Zizzers up by 14. Larson's going to put some air under it. It's going to come down about the 7-yard line. Lyle with the football. And the Zizzers are going to try. He put his hand down. He's reversed action now. And now they're finally going to bring him down. He almost lost his balance, but he put his arm down, and that allowed him to pick up about another 20 yards. Alex Judd with the tackle for the Zizzers. And so now Rolla will have it first and 10 at their own 48-yard line. So the Zizzer defense needs to come out of the locker room here now, and let's get some stops on this Rolla offense. So here we go. First and 10 for Rolla from their own 48-yard line. Just underway, third quarter. Zizzers up by 14. Lyle under center, and he's going to hand it off and gonna pick up about 4, maybe 5. Going to be 4, looks like, across the 50 to the Zizzer 48. Logan Seitz on the tackle for the Zizzers. Alex Judd also in there on the tackle. Second and 6 now for Rolla. Lyle will come up under center. Two backs in the backfield. This time he's going to hand it off and out to about the 45-yard line. Going to bring up a third down. Harrison was the ball carrier for Rolla. Alex Judd, the tackle for the Zizzers. Third and 3 for Rolla at the Zizzer 45-yard line. So Rolla has two good running backs in there, plus Lyle. Any one of the three can gain yardage. Lyle under center and a handoff again, but they didn't get him. As a matter of fact, I think they're only going to give him a yard. To the 44 is going to bring up a 4th and 2. Harris on the carry. There's a whole pack of Zizzers out there on the tackle. It's going to be fourth and two. Look for Lyle to keep the ball in his hands here on fourth and two from the Zizzer 44. 10 minutes to go and counting in the third quarter. And Lyle, he fumbled the football. Now he's back behind the line of scrimmage, and now he's going to be down. Finally, they're going to mark him at the 45. No, actually, they're taking him back where he was actually brought down. First and 10 for the Zizzers at the Rolla 43-yard line. Good job by the Zizzers. Got some penetration that time, and then Lyle fumbled the ball. It bounced, and then he picked it up, and the Zizzer grabbed his feet, and he still was stumbling around until they finally got him down. All right, Aiden Simpson in the shotgun, and that should be Miller in the backfield. It's going to go to the left. And that one is incomplete over there, forward pass. And Simpson has not looked good throwing a ball out here on these little flare passes. That time, I believe it was Heston Miller, the intended receiver. So it's going to be second and 10 for the Zizzers at the Rolla 43-yard line. So here's Simpson in the shotgun. Miller in the backfield with him again. He'll throw it over there. This time, Jesse Hudson, and the throw was short. Once again, Simpson short on the throw, and they lost yardage. Zizzers, it's all the way back to the 48. They lost 5 yards on that play. If you're going to throw that flare pass out there, Aiden Simpson's got to get it to the receiver, folks. That's all there is to it. It's now third and 15 from the Rolla 48. So it's third and 15. Simpson up under center, back in the backfield. And now we've got the whistle. And it's timeout, West Plains. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the football, 100.9 The Train.
There's a new Bobcat dealer in West Plains, Bobcat of West Plains, located 2 miles west of Walmart on Highway 160 at Ozark Machinery. They carry the full line of Bobcat tractors and implements and rent new and used skid steers, compact track loaders, excavators, and attachments. See them for all your parts and service needs for new and used Bobcat equipment of any kind. Bobcat of West Plains, 2 miles west of Walmart at Ozark Machinery and online at bobcatofwp.com.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. The Zizzers are looking at a third and 15 from the Rolla 48-yard line. They've tried two flare passes out to the left. The first one was too low and the second one was incomplete. So now Zizzer's looking at a third and 15. So it'll be Simpson in the shotgun. Back in the backfield with the receivers. Simpson looking this time. Now he'll throw it out to the right. This is Conyers. Conyers going to cut up inside. Going to get it down to about the 41. It's going to make it a fourth down. Fourth and eight. And you're probably going to see the Zizzers punt the football here.
Brings up
40
down.
Fourth and eight. And here they come. Zizzer's going to punt this thing away. Fourth and eight from the Rolla 41-yard line. So it will be Aiden Simpson to punt the football. And he's going to... Almost had it blocked. This one's going, and they're going to let it go in the end zone. Lyle wasn't about to pick it up. He let it go in the end zone. So the Rolla will take over. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. with 8:14 to go in the third quarter. It's 21-7. Zizzers with the lead. So let's see if the Zizzer defense can get another stop here. And we're all ready to go here. Lyle under center. He's going to hand it off. Going to get it up to about the 23, 24. They're going to give him the 24. Kinder on the carry. Alex Judd on the tackle for the Zizzers. And I tell you, folks, they are giving them like an extra yard when they carry the football. Because he was down to 23, and they gave him the 24 there. So it's going to be second and six. Lyle back up under center once again. Second and six for Rolla. Lyle, this time he's going to keep it, run it on the left side. Zizzers are there, but not before he's going to be, yep, he's going to have the first down, looks like. He got across the 30. And that'll be a first down for the Rolla Bulldogs just across the 30-yard line. 7:23 and counting to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers lead it 21-7. You've got to watch Lyle because he can run it. He can throw it. He's kind of wily. This time, Zizzers got somebody on him, but he handed it off out to about the 35. Kinder on the carry to the 35. Woody Rogers on the tackle there for the Zizzers. Gain of five, going to bring up a second and short six.
Second down.
A short six for Rolla. Ball on the 35-yard line. Lyle under center again. He'll hand it off again. Zizzers piling him up. They're going to give him about the, 37-yard line? Harris on the carry. Garrett Mahan on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to be third and a long three for the Rolla Bulldogs. Third and a long three. They're at their own 37-yard line. 6 minutes and counting to go in the third quarter. Zizzers lead it 21-7. Now Lyle this time, and they snapped the ball. Lyle wasn't even ready. He's got it now back there, and he's running for his life, folks. Zizzers, can they run him down? And they do. Bring him down at the 25. And we've got a flag on the far side over there. It's going to go against Rolla. Illegal shift on Rolla. Lyle was not even ready that time, and they snapped the ball. It went right past his head. He had to go run it down, and then he was just trying to run for his life, and the Zizzers had their ears pinned back. It's going to end up being fourth down. Zizzers declined the penalty. Fourth, ball is going to be at the 25-yard line of Rolla, and Rolla's going to punt the football. Kinslow back. Kick is going to be up. Kinslow, it's going to hit, and Rolla's going to down the football. Looks like at about the 46-yard line of the Zizzers. Zizzers will take over, 5:19 to go, third quarter. It's 21-7, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. Heston Miller on the carry around the left end. Had the first down, but we got a flag down. You know this one's coming back. They're not going to let West Plains gain some yardage here. We have not seen what it is. Now, there it is, blocking the back. The Zizzers have had three touchdowns called back tonight on penalties, and I can't believe that Rolla's not being called for blocking in the back and holding as well, because they're doing it out there. They're just not getting called for it. So now it's going to be first down for the Zizzers. Ball is back at the 34-yard line, their own 34-yard line. And it is first and 20-something yards, folks. Simpson up under center. Hudson in motion. Now they're going to pitch it. And here comes Miller. Now Miller spins. He should have kept going to the outside, but he's going to... They're going to get him out at the 39. So now he gained 4 yards. So he's going to bring up second down, and I believe 16. So the ball is at the 39-yard line of West Plains. 4:40 to go, third quarter. 21-7, Zizzers with the lead. They've had three touchdowns called back due to penalties that were very, very debatable. All right, Simpson's going to throw it, and that one was too high that time. So, first of all, he throws him too low. This time it's too high. And it's going to bring up third down and 16. Actually, third down and 17 for the Zizzers at their own 39-yard line. The Zizzers had a lot of luck with him in the first half, or the first quarter in the first half of the second quarter. And then now, Zizzer's just trying to move the ball right now. Simpson back to throw. He's going to throw it down the middle. He's going to overthrow everybody. And Lyle intercepts it. He's going to bring it back. He's out to the 45. And Zizzer's going to bring him down at the 46 of Rolla. Lyle that time, and that time Simpson threw it over the head of Briggs Houston. And Aiden Simpson is not having a good night throwing the football, folks. And so Rolla is going to have it first and 10 at their own 46-yard line with 4:14 to go in the third quarter. Let's see if the Zizzer defense can get us another stop here on Rolla. Lyle under center. He'll hand it off this time. And he's going to be out to about the 49-yard line of Rolla. Harris picks up three. Foster on the tackle for the Zizzers. Second and 7. So when they use Kenner and Harris running off the left side or the right side, they're picking up three, four yards at a whack. And then Lyle, when he keeps it, he's been picking up more than that. Lyle up under center again, one back in the backfield. And they're going to hand it off again. And it's just a pile. The offensive line is just bunching up in there and just trying to move the defense. Kenner carries it out to the 46. The Zizzers is going to bring up a third and 2 for Rolla. So Lyle gets the play from the sideline. 15 seconds on the play clock. Third and 2. Rolla's got to get inside the Zizzer 44 for a first down. Lyle under center. He's going to hand it off, and there's first down and more all the way down to about the 32-yard line. Kenner on the carry. Garrett Mahan on the tackle. And it's a first down for Rolla. Big game that time. And the Zizzer defense needs to shore up that middle there. The line does, because Rolla is running the football at will here. And that's not good, because the officials keep throwing flags on our offense. So Lyle under center, first and 10 this time. He's going to keep it. He's running around the right side out there, and he's going to fumble the ball out of bounds. And it's down to about the 27. And that's going to be Hudson on the tackle that tackled him, and Lyle ended up fumbling the ball out of bounds, so it'll be Rolla ball at the 27-yard line. And it's going to be second and 5 for Rolla at the Zizzer 27. The Zizzers have got to toughen up on defense. Lyle up under center again. They're going to pitch it this time, coming around the left side, and the Zizzers are there, but they're going to pick up a yard, looks like, at least. Down to the 26. That's going to bring up a third down. Third, about 4 yards. Kenner on the carry. Alex Judd and Carter McCracken on the tackle for the Zizzers. Third and 4 for Rolla at the Zizzer 26-yard line. Third and 4. And you got to think, if they don't get it here, they'll go for it on fourth down. Minute 55 and counting to go in the third quarter. Zizzers up by 14. Lyle under center, two backs in the backfield. He's going to keep it, cut it up inside on that right side. He's got the first down, folks. Lyle had some room before the Zizzers caught up to him, all the way down to the 21-yard line. Hudson on the tackle for the Zizzers, and it's a first and 10 for Rolla at the Zizzer 21-yard line. So the Zizzers, and they've got, Zizzers just got to toughen up on defense, folks. They need to get some stops out here. Minute 18 and counting in the third quarter. Lyle under center once again with two backs in the backfield. This time he's going to roll out to the left. Now he looks to throw. It's going to be tipped. Garrett Mahan got his hand up there and tipped it. So that's going to bring up second down and 10. That'll stop the clock at a minute 6. So Rolla with it, second and 10 at the Zizzer 21. So see if the Zizzer defense can get another stop. Zizzers have gotten their hands up and gotten their hands on two or three passes. I know two for sure, possibly three by Rolla. Now Lyle's rolling left. Now he's going to throw it, and this one's going to be intercepted. This one's intercepted by Kinslow. Kinslow is out to the 25-yard line. 57 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Kinslow intercepts Lyle. And the Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Zizzer defense needed a big play right there, and they got it from Kinslow. So here comes Aiden Simpson and the Zizzer offense. To score, they need to go 75 yards. So Simpson's got the play from the sideline. Play clock still hadn't started. The officials have forgotten all about the play clock. Oh, now we started. Simpson up under center. Got a tailback and a fullback back there. They're going to pitch it. Here comes Heston Miller trying to get around the left side. He's only going to pick up about a couple of yards. And Rolla is keying off on Heston Miller here tonight.
Heston Miller on the carry, tackle by number
and
three.
Now, and now they're calling the teams together, the officials are. And now they're going to tell them to settle down. But, I mean, what in the world? You call more penalties on the Zizzers than you have Rolla. Why don't you throw a few flags on Rolla? That would even up the ball game. But apparently they don't like the way the ball game's being played, so the officials have called the teams together, had a chat with them. Now the clock will run, 37 seconds and counting in the third quarter. Second and 8 for the Zizzers at their own 27-yard line. So now Aiden Simpson under center. and he'll throw it to the right side, and that's Hudson. And Jesse, breaking some tackles, gets out to the 35. That should be a first down for the Zizzers. 13 seconds, clock will stop as we take a look here. And that is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains first down by the Zizzers. Clock was running, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. We're Zizzers with the lead, 21-7, and we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Hurst Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
It's time to get ready for your fall food plots, and Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains has what you need. From tractors by Mahindra, LS, Massey Ferguson and Bad Boy, to tillers, seeders, and redneck deer blinds. Get ready for a great hunt with the help from your friends at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. As we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play, nobody scored in the third quarter. So it's 21-7. Zizzers with the lead as we start the fourth quarter. Zizzers have the football. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 35-yard line. So, a big interception by Kinslow that time. Got the ball. And then Jesse Hudson on the little flare pass, fighting and got it out to the 35. So, here we go. First and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 35. As we start the fourth quarter of play, Aiden Simpson's in the shotgun. Couple of backs in the backfield. Three receivers. And they're going to hand off Heston Miller on the right side. Miller now stops, gets going on the sideline, and Miller is gone, folks. Heston Miller is gone. Will they call? Will they throw the flag? No flag, folks. No flag. 65-yard touchdown run for Heston Miller. Eleven 47 here in the fourth quarter. And now they lead it 27-7. And here comes Chase Larson for the extra point. So let's see if we can get another extra point here from Chase Larson. The kick, it's down. The kick is up. And it is good. Zizzers lead at 28-7, and we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
If you've been prescribed oxygen or respiratory therapy, know that Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here to help you sleep better and breathe easier. They keep a wide range of quality equipment on hand for immediate delivery, and one of their trained technicians will provide instruction for you and your caregivers. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment even offers on-site maintenance and repairs. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, your oxygen therapy and respiratory services experts at the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. We're there focused on your health.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Folks, Raleigh is very lucky this is not a 56-7 ball game right now, because the Zizzers have had three touchdowns called back in the ball game. But they just scored. It's 28-7 with 11:47 to go in the fourth quarter, and Chase Larson will kick off for the Zizzers. Next week, Zizzers are back home. They will be hosting the Camdens and Lakers. Then the next week, they go to Springfield Kickapoo. Then the next week, they host Lebanon. And then the next week, they go to Parkview. So they've got some tough ball games coming up here. Chase Larson to kick it off for the Zizzers. It's a low line drive kick, and Lyle is going to let it go in the end zone. So it'll be first and 10 for Rolla at their own 20-yard line. And Rolla will have it as the Zizzers lead it 28-7. Once again, the Zizzers will host Camdenton next Friday night at Zizzer Stadium. Start of a tough three-game series. They'll then go to Kickapoo, and then the next week they will host Lebanon. Here we go, Lyle under center, and he's going to hand it off. Up inside, Zizzer defense is there, going to pick up a couple of yards.
Kinder on the carry.
Woody Rogers on the tackle. And they're going to give him 3 yards on the carry. Out to the 23. He, once again, I don't agree with the spot because he only picked up about two. So, second and seven for Rolla at their own 23. Clock running at 11:13 and counting. Lyle is in the shotgun. He's going to roll left this time. He's looking to throw. He's going to throw it, and this one's going to be over everybody. And who was back there defending? I can't read. I think that's Jesse Hudson back there defending. So that's going to bring up a third and seven for Rolla at their own 23. 11:03 to go in the ball game. Zizzer's up by 21. So here comes Lyle. He'll be up under center this time. He's going to throw to the left. He's got one, and then they were looking to throw again, but this time they're going to run it, and they've got the first down over there. Out to the 31-yard line to Harris. Alex Judd on the tackle. And
is that first down?
Now they say first down. I thought there was a flag down somewhere because they weren't moving anywhere. But there's no flag, and Rolla already up to the line of scrimmage, first and 10 from their own 31. 10:40 and counting to go in the ball game. Lyle hands it off again, and this time the back gets through. He's in the secondary across the 50. And what is wrong with the Zizzer defense? They just, I tell you what, Kinslow on the tackle that time, but all the way down to the Zizzer 48-yard line. First down for Rolla. Zizzers, just because you're up 21, you need to toughen up out there. Lyle is going to be in the shotgun. He's got a back in the backfield with him. First and 10 at the Zizzer 49, and we've got a flag. And what in the world is this flag on? And this is going to go against Rolla. Illegal procedure. That'll back him up 5 yards. So now it's going to be first and 15. The ball is back at the Zizzer 47-yard line. First and 15. Clock is running 10 minutes to go in the ball game. Zizzer's up by 21. Rolla with the football. Lyle is in the shotgun. He's got a back in the backfield with him. He's looking to throw. He's going to throw to the right side. And this one is over everybody, once again, by 2-3 yards. Incomplete. We got a flag on the play on the far side. And it's an illegal receiver downfield. So that'll back up Rolla. So it's nice to see him throw some flags on Rolla for a change here. Zizzer has declined the penalty. It's going to be second and 15. Second and 15 for Rolla at their own 47-yard line. Lyle up under center, second and 15. One back in the backfield, and Rolla jumped. There's about three players on the Rolla line jump, so they're going to take it all the way back now to the 42 of Rolla. It's now second and 20, and I think Rolla wants a timeout, and they do. Rolla's going to take a timeout, 9:47 to go in the ball game. Zizzer's by 21, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
In our town, little things mean a lot more, and at Southern Bank, we get it. It's knowing your name whenever you walk in the door and cheering together for the same team on Friday night. It's helping neighbors from behind the desk and at the local food pantry. It all adds up to a bank that sticks with you and our community for the long term. We're Southern Bank, and we're rooted here, right where you need us. Visit us at one of our branches or online at bankwithsouthern.com. Southern Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. Rolla with the football at their own 42-yard line. It's 2nd and 20 for the Bulldogs. 9:47 to go in the ball game, and the Zizzers lead it 28-7. A couple of penalties have moved the Rolla Bulldogs back. Lyle is going up under center this time with two backs in the backfield. Will he hand it off like he's been doing, or will he keep it himself? Let's see. Here we go. And now Lyle got a flag. Now Lyle, he's back here being chased by the Zizzer defenders. And now he's running to the side. He's going to throw it. And this one is going to be incomplete, almost intercepted, but we still got a flag down. And plus, Alex Judd hit Lyle as he was throwing the football, so that can't be a flag. Lyle gets up limping, but we got a flag. And I think this is going against Rolla. And it is. And Zizzers decline. It'll be 3rd and 20 now for Rolla at their own 42. 3rd and 20. So Zizzer defense needs two stops here. You have to think Rolla's going to go for it. Even if they don't get it the first down here, they're going to go for it on fourth down. But Lyle, he's going to hand it off, and it's going to get up to the 48. Kinder on the carry. Foster on the tackle for the Zizzers. And Rolla is bringing in the punting unit. I can't believe they're going to punt it here. Fourth and 15, and they're showing that they're going to punt. Zizzers are back at the 20-yard line. High snap, and it's going to be a high punt. And it's going to be muffed. Kinslow muffed it, and let's see if who got the football. Did he get back on it? I think he did. And Kinslow got back on the ball, so he recovers the ball. Zizzers will have it 1st and 10 at their own 27-yard line with 8:49 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead it 28-7. And now officials are going to call a timeout. So we're going to take a timeout as well. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
As the oldest new car dealer in West Plains, great service, quality, and experiences are second nature to Moreland Shell Ford. Come see the variety of trucks, cars, and SUVs. They have something for just about every budget and buyer. Check out MorelandShellFord.com to see the inventory and money-saving service coupons. Moreland Shell Ford certified technicians are factory-trained, fast, friendly, and reliable. Moreland Shell Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Proudly serving you for 51 years.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. Zizzers with a 1st and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Lucas Conyers on the carry across the right side all the way out to the 37, and that's a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. And Simpson in the shotgun with a back in the backfield. first and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 37-yard line. And 8:24 and counting to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 21. This time, Simpson's going to keep it, and he gets away from one tackler, gets away from another one down the sideline before he gets knocked out of bounds over there. He's going to be about 2 yards shy of the first down, out to the 46. Gain of 8, going to be 2nd and 2 for the Zizzers at their own 46-yard line. 8:13 to go in the fourth quarter. And as long as they can pick up first downs, they need to just keep running the football. Here we go. Simpson is going to be in the shotgun. And I believe that's Heston Miller in the backfield with him. They're going to hand it off to Miller. He's going to cut up inside. He's got the first down. He's out. The ball came out. They said he was down. But the Zizzers fall on it on the 50. But he was down. He was down. They just didn't blow the whistle. I don't know why in the world they didn't blow the whistle. He was down. He was down with a row of players on top of him, and then the ball came out. But it's a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. I guess they're trying to help Raleigh every chance they get here, but the Zizzers recovered the fumble. So it's at the 50-yard line, and it's going to be 1st and 10, clock running, 7:50 to go and counting in the ball game. Zizzers up by 21. Now, we've got a timeout. West Plains. So we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years.
My knees are killing
me. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rolla. 7:46 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 28-7. Zizzers have the football just inside the 50-yard line on the Rolla side. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Zizzers. And I think the Zizzers have one more timeout left. Rolla has 2, I believe. I'm not sure, but I believe they do. Aiden Simpson and the shotgun. Heston Miller and the backfield. Miller now. And now Simpson's just going to tuck it and run, but he didn't go after it, and Rolla's trying to strip the ball on every play. I don't blame him. Simpson's going to get down to the 48-yard line of Rolla. Going to bring up a 2nd and 8 for the Zizzers, and the clock's still running with 7:20 to go. So here we go. Heston Miller back in the ball game. Simpson will be in the shotgun. Now Miller is coming out to the left side. 3 receivers on the right side, and a back in the backfield. Miller goes in motion. This time they're going to hand it to Miller. He's going around the right side, cuts up inside, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it, folks. Rolla remembers that play from last year. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 8. Ball is at the Rolla 48-yard line, 6:39 and counting to go in the ball game. Zizzers need to get a first down. They really need to. They were having some luck running the football. They tried a play there that they hadn't tried tonight. They brought Heston from the left side on the sweep. And now Simpson looking to throw, and Rollins got him. They're going to sack him all the way back at the 45-yard line. Simpson held on to the football too long. And now it's going to bring up 4th and 15 for the Zizzers at their own 45. Clock still running 5:50 in county to go in the ball game. So they need to, Simpson will punt the football away here. Hopefully he'll get a good punt off here. Can pin him back deep. And now Simpson to punt. It's a high punt. It's a good one. It's going to be, it's going to bounce. Zizzer's trying to catch it. And they knocked it backwards. And it's going to be down at about the 5 or 6 yard line of Rolla. Got a flag on the play. So this is probably going to go against West Plains. Stauffer got down there and knocked the ball back before it went into the end zone. What are we doing? I don't see a flag down either, but here it comes. Oh, it's on, it's personal foul on both teams, offsetting penalties there. So Rolla will have it first and 10. And the ball is just over the 5 yard line. 5:21 to go in the ball game. Zizzer's up by 21 with 5:21 to go. And now Lyle in the shotgun, and he's gonna keep it. Zizzer's gonna tackle him out about the 14. It'll bring up a second down, and the clock still runs. Second and 8. Norton on the tackle for the Zizzers. Second and 8. Ball is sitting at the Rolla 14-yard line. 4:49 and counting. And Lyle is in the shotgun. He's going to roll right. He's looking to throw. And now he's going to throw it short. It's incomplete. And Lyle, I'm going to tell you something. Alex Judd was hot on Lyle. Lyle waited till the very last second, and he threw it because he was getting ready to step out of bounds. It's going to bring up 3rd and 2 now from the Rolla 14-yard line with 4:34 to go in the ball game. See if the Zizzers can get a stop. You know Rolla's four-down territory. Lyle going to hand off, and he's got the first down, I believe. They're going to mark him over the 16, I believe. And they're going to give him the first down. So first and 10 for Rolla at their own 16.5-yard line. And the clock's running 4:20 and counting to go in the ball game. Zizzers will be at home next Friday night in Zizzer Stadium with the Camdens and Lakers coming to town. That should be a heck of a ball game, folks. Lyle is up under center with 4 minutes to go in the game. Now he's going to hand off, and the Zizzers are in the backfield with him. And the ball comes out. The ball is out, but now they're going to say he's down. So now, since it's Rolla carrying the ball, he's down. But the Zizzers had it at the 5-yard line. That should have been Zizzer football right there, but now it's going to bring 2nd and 12. They mark it at the 15, and the clock is running 3.5 minutes to go. Camdenton at Zizzer Stadium next Friday night. Then the Zizzers will go to Kickapoo the next Friday night, and then they host Lebanon the next Friday night. 3 big ball games coming up for the Zizzers. They're going to pitch it outside this time, cutting up inside. Zizzers are there, and maybe a gain of 1 on the carry. Kinder on the carry. Alex Judd, Carter McCracken in there on the tackle for the Zizzers. And they're going to say he just got back to the line of scrimmage. So it's 3rd and 10 from the Rolla 17-yard line with 2:45 and counting to go in the ball game. Zizzers are going to go to 4-0 on the season. Rolla will drop to 1-3. Lyle under center. He's looking to roll out and throw the ball. He's on the left side, and it's going to be knocked incomplete over there. Kinslow knocked it down, and it's 4th down, and Rolla's going to punt the football. Or at least they're showing they're going to punt the football. 2:31 to go in the ball game. And they'll be punting the football from about the 8-9 yard line, it looks like. Zizzers are back, almost blocked that one. It's a short punt. Now it's going to bounce, and it's going to roll. And finally it's going to be blown dead. Looks like at the Rolla 47, 48-yard line, 2:17 to go in the ball game. Zizzers coming out on the field, the offense is. And they're going to mark it, I believe. Well, yep, they're going to mark it at the 48-yard line of Rolla. So it'll be 1st and 10, and the Zizzers still have their starters out on offense. So 2:17 to go in the ball game. Simpson, he'll have Lucas Conyers in the backfield with him. 1st and 10 for the Zizzers at the Rolla 48-yard line. Simpson up under center. Man in motion. Now he's going to pitch it. Conyers is going right side. Cuts up inside. He's going to gain a couple yards to about the 46. Going to bring up a 2nd and 8. And the clock runs under 2 minutes now to go in the ball game.
Gain of 2 of play. Brings up 2nd down and 8 for the Zizzers.
Zizzers will be content just to pick up. If they can get another 1st down, that should be it. I don't believe Rolla was going to call any more of their timeouts. Here we go. Simpson in the shotgun. Now they're going to hand off Conyers again on the right side. Lucas Conyers with a 1st down and more. That is a Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains 1st down for the Zizzers. And they're going to mark him down at the 32-yard line of Rolla. Clock rolling, 1:20 and counting for the Zizzers. If Conyers could have got another block or two, he'd have been down that right side and he'd have had a touchdown here tonight. Here we go, 1st and 10 from the Rolla 32. 1 minute and counting to go in the ball game. Simpson in the shotgun. Conyers again, right side. He cuts it up inside. Now he's going to be inside the 30. Down about the 27, I think.
But down by 41.
Down to 42 seconds to go in the ball game. 40 seconds and counting. It's at the 26. This one should be the last play of the ball game right here, folks. This one should do it. And Simpson's going to get into the victory formation. And there's a snap. He'll take the knee. Zizzers are going to win it 28-7 over the Rolla Bulldogs. We'll take a break. And when we come back here, in 30 seconds, we will have your shelter insurance, Andrew Eckman, the West Plains Post Game Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.